Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello and welcome to High Energy Health. I am so glad you're here. I'm so glad you're taking this break in your day to give yourself the benefit of just immersing your awareness, your consciousness in positive ideas. And I know there are so many distracting negative ideas around us. There are things people say, there are things that happen. There's all the negative media that is available to us. It really takes some consciousness and deliberate focus to redirect our attention to what's really important. And an ancient Indian sage called Shankara, around 600 BC, wrote, "There is the real and there's the unreal. And the real is what's enduring. The real is what never changes. And there's everything else that's the unreal. Everything that changes, everything that does change. If you think even the cells of your body change over time, even planets and suns die. So there are these huge cycles and there are these small ones. All of them change. And there's what doesn't change. Things like love, joy, compassion, consciousness, they are always there. And by being here, you're giving yourself that few minutes of your day to really immerse yourself in those positive things that don't change. So thank you for being here. Thank you for giving yourself that gift. And I know you'll be inspired by the dialogue we share over the course of the next hour. My name is Dawson Church. Again, the show is called High Energy Health. And I want you to do two more things as we're focused here together. One is I'm going to ask you to take notes. And every once in a while, sometimes I'll interrupt our guest and turn what the guest says into an exercise you can do and apply in your own life. So have that pen handy. Have a device handy to write on. Really listen with engagement, not with half an ear. I certainly want you to be inspired, but even more, I want you to take action. And another action I want you to take is to share this station, High Energy Health, with other people. There are so many people who are suffering in the world today. Unnecessarily, they just don't know that solutions are available to them, that these solutions are possible. And we've seen this march of research over the last while. I've been involved in dozens of clinical trials of PTSD, and we've seen people recover from anxiety, depression, and traumatic stress. I now get to do a lot of work in the consciousness field, and we're seeing people hit these really remarkable states of transcendent consciousness. It is possible to do that. Science shows us how, and I want you to share this show with other people so they know too. If you have a friend who's suffering, if you have a family member who's struggling, go ahead and find a show that's relevant to them. Send them a link. So share your experience with other people. It can make all the difference in their lives. You're going to so enjoy connecting with my guest today. Her name is Teresa Chung, and she's a best-selling author. She has written a number of best-selling books, including Dreaming of Your Future, and also The Dream Cure. She has been involved in consciousness and in focusing on applying it to our lives in practical ways for many, many years. She's also been interviewed by many news sources, and her books have been translated into over 40 languages. Find out more about her at her website, teresachung.com. Teresa, it's such a joy to have you here.
Oh, it's such a joy. And thank you for that introduction and your words of wisdom beforehand. Your advice about having a pen and paper handy. I wish I had taken that advice because there were things you were saying. And I think I must go back to that. I love what you talked about being practical. So if we don't walk our talk, what is the point? I loved what you said about working with PTSD sufferers because obviously I'm an expert in dream work and there's so much about the power of lucid dreaming to help people suffering from stress and trauma. But there was so much. So I was just like bubbling and thinking, pen and paper, where are you? But I'm sitting by the Zoom now, so I can't. But also, I hope you are a precog because you said best-selling author of Dreaming of Your Future. And I really hope that plays out. That book actually comes out in 2025. And it's my next title, but I love the way you said best-selling author of, so I'm going to visualize. I'm more known for my dream dictionary, which is kind of a classic A to Z of thousands of dream symbols. And that's the one that I guess people really know me for. But thank you for that confidence in the future of that book.
Interpret every single thing in the most positive possible light. I know there is the concept of paranoia. There's also a concept called pronoia, and that's believing that everything is working out for the best. And so you can pick up those ideas.
I want to suffer from pronoia. I love it. Especially as far as my books are concerned. Get the message out there. It's just getting the message out there. And that's why I applaud and admire what you're doing and what you're talking about, sharing a video or a link from a guest or something that you've done that can apply to their situation. Because sometimes that can really create a shift for someone who's feeling stuck, you know, a specific approach to their problem that they may not have considered before. So thank you again for the power of sharing this message. I think that's what we're all doing now, isn't it?
You've been doing this for a long time. And I'm just curious that, you know, when we have these experiences, and many people, in fact, there are studies of children that show that many of them are having what we think of as anomalous experiences, and they are aware of a dimension beyond the obvious one, but there's no reinforcement for this in the culture. And so they don't talk to other people about it. They don't share about it. And I'm curious, did you grow up with that kind of isolation?
I actually broke the norm there. I was very fortunate because I grew up in a family of traveling psychics and spiritualists where it was absolute norm to consult.
Good.
To look as above, so below. I mean, my first demonstration of mediumship, I would have been 4 or 5. You know, it was commonplace that people talk to dead people. This was the culture I grew up in. I was home educated as well. So it was kind of like I was in this psychic bubble, as you were. But then, of course, I was fortunate enough to be offered a place at King's College, Cambridge to read theology in English, because at the time I was very keen to enter the church and be the first female vicar. I wanted to do that, but that all changed when I studied all religions and found that they were all paths to the same goal. But I'm saying that psychic bubble I was in, that comfortable bubble where lots of people spoke like this, when I went into that academic hothouse, it was burst, I can tell you. I really was forced to look at my beliefs and apply the skeptical point of view, look at the academic research, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, I kind of did it the other way around. I was born in a bubble of psychics and then had that bubble burst and had a period of doubt, serious doubt about my upbringing. But then I guess the rest of my life has been trying to understand my family and that belief and finding confirmation in it. And that's what I've done in all my books, really.
And so how did you loop back around then to both rediscovering that and also teaching it?
I guess it was in my DNA because even though when I grew up, I didn't believe I had any gifts myself. I was surrounded by people who were mediums, who were psychics, who were astrologers, etc. I had a curiosity and a belief in it because the people I loved and trusted had that, but I didn't feel I had any special gift. So when I left university, I thought my gift actually was to sort of be like an encyclopedia and share the knowledge of it with other people. But what happened is when I was writing all my books, I began to see that I did have a gift. I did have intuition. I did have dreams that were very powerful. It was a very gradual process, actually. And my early books, especially, were almost me searching for my own proof of my own intuitive and psychic ability and trying to understand my upbringing. So But I guess the big turning point came to me, of course, as for many people listening, if you've had a bereavement, I lost my mother. I was very close with my mother. Then suddenly you're looking for something more. It's a real turning point in life when suddenly someone's life on earth is snuffed out and you start thinking, what's the meaning? Am I connecting to them? Am I sensing them? How can I move forward? Because grief is shattering. It's like physically, emotionally, and mentally shattering. And then, of course, as my life went on, I had other bereavements, as we do in life. And I guess those were all the turning points, because the standard approach to grief is, you know, the life's over, move on, just wouldn't heal me. I needed to find a spiritual meaning to life and an understanding that could help me carry on living with joy.
How did you find that?
Well, I, of course, through dreams, because I was desperate for an afterlife sign. My mum being a medium, I thought, surely she's going to contact me. I was that, you know, sort of like literal with it. I waited and I waited and nothing came. I lost faith and I thought, this isn't real. But then what happened is gently she started appearing in my dreams in a very sort of calm, normal environment. And each time I had those dreams, I woke up feeling stronger. It was almost like I was continuing that relationship with her, even though her physical life had died. As I often say in my books, death ends a life, not a relationship. And dreams were one way for me to carry on that conversation with her in spirit. So I guess it was dreams, really, that really spoke to me. I've always been a vivid dreamer as a child. I must have been a real pleasure for my parents because I loved going to sleep. I wanted to dream. You know, I don't know how much watching The Wizard of Oz had to play in that, because I wanted to dream of Oz. But I've always been a very, very vivid dreamer, a lucid dreamer as a child. That stopped when life got very busy and I was in that outside in approach to life where you try to get all your identity for externals, and my dream life suffered. But then slowly the shift happened again when I realized that it's inside out, and you've got to get the balance right between focus on externals, the material, but also the introspection and the internals. And I have found, for me, it may not be work for other people, but for me, my path to that is through dreaming. Dreams are my best friend. They are a reassurance that there's something more to this life than meets the eye, that I'm not just a body, that I go to a mysterious place I don't understand every night that's invisible and unseen, that is rich with creativity, symbols, and meaning. So, long story short, sorry, Dr. Church, for talking so much, but it was dream work.
I'm so curious. And for someone listening, if I'm listening, I'm not a lucid dreamer, I don't have those vivid dreams right now, what do you recommend as a step to begin to incubate that kind of dream life?
Well, grab your pen and paper and first of all, watch this episode again. I'll tell you why. Watch this episode of the High Energy Podcast again, because we are talking about dreams and we are taking them seriously. And where your attention goes in the day is what tends to show up in your dreams at night. The reason you're not recalling your dreams is because you've, over time, through your schooling, your upbringing, whatever, colleagues, friends, you've dismissed dreams as not important, as nonsense, as random. And so therefore, it's very hard for dreams to break through. So simply listening to this episode may well trigger a spectacular dream when you wake up tomorrow morning. And please let us know if that's the case. I hope it is. Because at the moment, all your attention is focused on dreams, whether you have them. What's this strange British woman saying? All these things. She's talking about dreams, how they helped her. Why? You're asking these questions. You're focusing your energy, your high energy, your higher purpose energy, on dreams and their potential to heal and help you. I truly believe dreams can heal you from the inside out if you understand how to work with them. And that's where I kind of come in, because I've dedicated my life to working with scientists, neuroscientists, psychologists, dream experts, dream practitioners, lucid dreamers, shamans, etc. Gathered all that research together and compiled tools to help people, first of all, recall their dreams better, and then to lose their fear of them, and then to understand them and work with them and use the messages, the precious wisdom that trickles in every night, apply it to their waking life.
And what's one of those tools that people might begin using that is easy and accessible?
Well, the first one, do you want dream recall or losing the fear or dream decoding? Let's go for dream recall.
Yes.
First of all, is a dream journal. I mean, you've probably heard this before, but if you don't write down your dreams, you will forget them. Why will you forget them? Because they come from the world in a different alternative state of consciousness, right? The unconscious. And it's too subtle and gentle because in your waking reality, your ego, your logic, and your reason dismiss your infinite creativity because it's not logical. Right? And it's not practical. So that's why you forget your dreams so quickly, because in waking reality, your waking mind doesn't think of it as relevant. So as soon as you wake up in the morning, first of all, keep still, right? With your eyes closed on waking. Don't immediately leap up because you need to kind of mirror the dream state a bit. Stay in that twilight zone between sleeping and waking. Let the images bubble to the surfaces. As soon as they come, just jot down a few keywords. Don't write a novel. You haven't got time in the morning, you know, because dreams are incredibly complex sometimes. Just write down a color, a theme, a story, a symbol, a person that appeared in your dream, and then leave the dream decoding for later. So that's a really good way to boost dream recall. Also, during the day, think more about dreams and their possibility to help and heal you. Look into the research now at the moment. There's so much research about dreams. Science is all over the world of the dream. It has been since lockdown, really, when the whole world seemed to be dreaming. It was called the lockdown dream phenomenon. And it really interested sleep experts and psychologists and researchers. And there's a lot of studies now into why we dream and how helpful dreams can be. Look into that research. It will surprise you. Also during the day, get a bit more vitamin B6 in your diet, ideally through a food source, because that is the dream recall vitamin. Studies have shown if you're deficient in that, you're less likely to recall your dreams. So be aware of that. Do a lot of fiction reading. Try a spot of video gaming, not before bedtime, because that will keep you awake. But a spot of video gaming is actually really good, because when you immerse yourself in a non-violent, you know, dream world video game, you're practicing the dream state because you immerse yourself in an alternate reality. And that's what happens in the dream state. And there are many studies to show that gamers actually are big dreamers. And many of the best-selling games at the moment actually were visions in a dream. So just check that out. If you don't want to do video gaming, read fiction, lots of it, because you need to get back in touch with your creativity, your empathy, and your ability to immerse yourself in a different world. All these things can trigger dream recall, as can a spot of poetry and listening to music. Because again, music is dreaming with your eyes open. You go somewhere. So do all these things and you'll find if you do them consistently for a few days, you will start dreaming again. And above all, before you go to sleep, please avoid screens at least an hour before you go to sleep. And again, on waking, stay away from your phone, please. That phone is a thief of dreams on waking. If your first thought is to reach for your phone, you give away all your creativity and your power to that phone. Stay away from your phone and allow the first half an hour of the day to be just about you, your relationship with yourself, because dreams, symbols may bubble to the surface in that half an hour if they don't appear instantly. So just give yourself that quiet time in the morning and see what dreams may come. So that's quite a lot of information there. I hope you have got your pen and notepad handy, because all these tips, they work. I know they work because I work with people who want to work with their dreams. And when they apply these techniques, they work.
Yeah, I wonder. Dream expert I talked to a while back, dream researcher, and he said that the single most important catalyst for lucid dreams, because I asked him that question, I thought I was going to get some kind of remarkable revelation, Teresa. And what he said was that intent to have one. That is, in research, that's the thing that catalyzes lucid dreams more than anything else, just that the intention to have one. You go to sleep intending to have a lucid dream.
Yeah, but I beg to differ there, because I have often wanted to have a lucid dream or whatever. I have that intention, and sometimes it doesn't happen. That's what I love what you said earlier about the practical things, because I would assume that most people who are drawn to spirituality would want to have a rich inner life anyway, and when they go to sleep, they would like to meet aspects of themselves symbolically. I would assume that intention's always there. Just simply repeating an affirmation saying, I'm going to dream, I'm going to recall it, It can work. The practical tools and techniques that I mentioned, they really do work. They are practical things you can do to prime your body and mind. The intention thing traps you too much in your head. You need to get your body involved, and it's a holistic experience becoming a dream worker. And that's what I'm championing all the time. It's too sort of airy-fairy in a way to just say intentions are everything. Yes, they are. There is great power in belief, but you need to back it up with practical action. And I hope the practical tools and techniques will trigger dream recall. I'm really excited actually for your listeners, because I hope that they will have great dreams tomorrow, because I think they are listening to this episode for a reason. Dream work can help when all affirmations have failed.
That source of otherworldly knowledge. And so prime yourself is what we're just saying. Prime yourself, prime your body. She said, don't just have it be about your imagination and your intention. Prime your body for it with those tools you mentioned. And the other thing I just want to throw in here is that I found it really useful to record my dreams using a voice recorder, because when I wake up in the morning, it takes for me forever to write down a dream. Like when I first began lucid dreaming, I had a dream journal, and it took a long time to write those dreams. But you could grab a recorder and in 2 minutes record a whole dream. So that was...
Yes, I agree. I agree. It's an absolutely fantastic way to do it. The only trouble is I found with the people I work with, when they do that, they're far less likely to do the most important step of dream work, which is hindsight, and to go back and listen to it. Yes. For some reason, people still like to hold a book in their hands and to read. It's more accessible. Somehow, listening to yourself talk, first of all, it's hearing your own voice. A lot of people actually have a very complicated relationship with their own voice. That's another episode. But also, it feels almost like work, and it feels like too much effort. And I want to take the stress out of dream work, because if you actually just keywords, what I say, just stick to 5 keywords. Go to what's the top of your dream inbox. That's what I say. The top of your dream inbox is at the top for a reason. So if the dragon you dreamt of, or the teapot, first two things that come to your mind, but there was a whole complicated subplot of you drowning or being buried alive or flying or whatever, leave the ones that don't immediately. What are the first things that jump out at you, and stick with 3 to 5 keywords? I just tell people to go with 3 to 5 keywords. Let the rest go, because there's no limit to your creativity, right? Let those dreams go. Just stick with the 4 or 5 key symbols that jump out at you, or which create the biggest emotional reaction, because that's where the work needs to be. The rest is all kind of background scenery that, you know, it's great if you have acres of time. And let's face it, most of us don't. You're absolutely right. Writing a novel in the morning can't happen. Having said that, if Mary Shelley had taken that advice, we wouldn't have Frankenstein. That was a vision in a dream. And many of Stephen King's novels are visions in dreams, including Misery. I didn't realize that. He had a dream about a crazed fan who trapped him and broke his legs. And he thought, this is going to be a great book. You know, but you know, many directors, artists, Salvador Dahl, he describes his dreams as artwork, as photographs of his dreams. So that's another technique. Actually, do a drawing, maybe, if you don't want to write. Draw. It doesn't matter. As long as you've got 3 or 4 symbols or images or feelings, because the language of dreams is feelings, work with those. Don't go too much in the detail. Because I tell you what, if you're writing everything in detail, you're getting trapped in the waking mindset of always trying to bring order and logic. And the beauty of dreams is they defy logic, and that's their purpose. And in fact, the weirder the dream, the more profound the meaning. Don't try and force a logical narrative on it. Just stick with the key symbols that jump out at you.
Yeah, what happens. You're listening to High Energy Health. I'm so glad you're here. For more on Teresa's work and also her books, go to her website, teresachung.com. I'm going to spell that for you, T-H-E, so it's Teresa with a T-H, and then Chung is C-H-E-U-N-G, teresachung.com. We'll just type it into your web browser, and her website will pop up right away with all of her books, stories about her work, her blog, and her podcast. So please go ahead and check it out. We'll be right back after a break.
buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
Make a six-figure income and help others overcome their deepest traumas, anxieties, and fears. It's easy to have a rewarding career in energy healing, and you can become certified in less than a year. Not sure if you'll like it? Try it. Download a free course sampler at newhealer.com. Taught by expert faculty at newhealer.com, you'll become skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies, and you can even train at your own pace while supporting your own health. So visit newhealer.com. Do it now. That's newhealer.com.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Your DNA is not your destiny. There are many genes in your cells that are turned on and off by your emotions, your experiences, and even your beliefs. In his brilliant new book, The Genie in Your Genes, best-selling researcher Dr. Dawson Church shows how you can cultivate a stress-free mental state that activates the genes that boost your immunity and energy levels. Voted best health book by USA Book News, The Genie in Your Genes is packed with practical advice on how to apply the science of epigenetics for health and longevity. Get The Genie in Your Genes today.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Remember, freedom of choice. www.HealthyLife.net.
Hello and welcome back to High Energy Health. I'm so glad you're here. Isn't it fabulous to be considering all of these wonderful ideas? And just to recap some of the key ideas here that Teresa is sharing with us, that you don't have to try and make your dreams logical. In fact, she's saying the more bizarre they might seem, the more packed of meaning they might be. Also, write them down immediately when you're in that liminal state between sleep and wake first thing in the morning. And she also gave you some fantastic advice, which I insist upon and reinforce, which is make the first half hour of the day about you. And definitely do not pick up your device and go to social media, go to the news, go to your messages. Please do not do that to yourself in the morning. You will not find your highest good in any of those places. You will only find your highest good by tuning within, as she's saying. So please make the time yourself to do that for you every morning. Make you your highest priority. Make self-love your highest priority. Make self-discovery your highest priority first thing in the morning. And condition your consciousness from your intentions, from the inside out, from your higher self, from all the information you got in your dreams. Make that the source of where you go next, not inputs from outside of yourself, which again are unlikely to be for your highest good. So I'm going to reinforce that. Also, another point she made is keep it simple. 3 to 5 key images, 3 to 5, even if you just draw those images, sketch them very, very quickly, might only take a minute or two. So don't make it into a long, big production. Don't try and write a novel like I was doing when I was doing my dream diary and learning lucid dreaming. Keep it simple. Keep it brief. I wish I'd had you, Teresa, when I was learning lucid dreaming, because it would have gone a lot easier for me when I did that.
It's simple. We just keep it simple. Yeah. I think we have a tendency sometimes to overcomplicate, and it's a dream, just a dream. You know, it should bring you joy, right? Dream work should bring you joy. If it doesn't, don't do it, right? Don't do it. Don't make it another stress. We've all got very busy lives, very complicated lives these days. So you don't want to add another stress. I want your dream work to raise you up.
Oh, what a beautiful way to approach it and frame through which to see it. And give us a couple of examples of people who've done this. I know you have a lot of them in your books and elsewhere in your work. People who've done this, had those dreams, and then how it shaped their life or helped them resolve problems in everyday life.
Oh, there are 1,001 examples that I could give, you know, as I'm in the privileged position to have people writing to me every day, really, with dreams. Often they ask questions about how to interpret their dreams, which I'm very happy to offer. I feel that's what I'm on this earth for. But also they sometimes share stories. I mean, first of all, we could go, you know, to the really practical dreams. People who have literally had a dream where they have been alerted to some health concern. Sometimes the dreaming mind can be remarkable, and the person will wake up and think, well, there's nothing wrong with me, but I better go and get a checkup. And lo and behold, their dreaming mind knew better. I had a woman who actually was diagnosed with a tumor because of a dream that she had encouraged her to go to the doctor. And luckily it hadn't advanced to the stage where it would have been a really, really serious illness. So that's an example. Sometimes dreams can alert you to health conditions you did not know you had. So pay attention. If you wake up and you wonder, should I visit the doctor? Go, because of a message from a dream. Another example, and I get many of these beautiful examples of people who, as I mentioned earlier, who have loved and lost someone and are feeling absolutely alone and like shattered by the grief of it, and that they will then have an afterlife dream where they will meet that person in the dream state, have a conversation with them. And when they wake up, contrary to what you may think, they aren't despondent because the person's not around. They're actually elated because they know that death ends a life and not a relationship. So that's a very powerful category of dreams. I've also had a couple of people, yes, this is true, got in touch with me who actually won the lottery from a dream. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, you're going to dream the lottery tickets, but some people, two people actually, one of whom who's got a very, very popular YouTube channel and got in touch with me after one of the books I wrote with a neuroscientist called Dr. Julian Mossbridge, who is leading the world in research on presentiment, who actually dreamt he was going to win the lottery, and he did, to the tune of 28 million. And he got in touch with me because he wanted to understand how his dreaming mind knew that his life would change. Now, if you're listening and thinking, oh, I can't wait to go to sleep tonight and dream the lottery tickets, dreaming of winning lottery numbers is exceedingly, exceedingly, exceedingly rare, and for a reason. Because your dreaming mind knows that wealth isn't the answer to your happiness. It is inner wealth. And I know that sounds cliched, but it is true. Your dreaming mind is concerned with the wealth of your soul, right? And it really doesn't like to muddy the waters too much with that extreme practical advice. But the dreaming mind is filled with surprises. Just when you think you've got it nailed down, it shifts. And occasionally, I have been sent stories like that, which quite literally blow your mind. And there is evidence that this dream did happen before the lottery win because of a date and a timestamp. So, so that's another example. But then there are the gentle everyday dreams of people dreaming about someone, getting in touch with that person, and then finding out that person was really needed to hear from them. Dreams like that. Or symbolic dreams where somebody wakes up with a symbol on their mind, brainstorms that symbol, and then it helps them overcome a block, either in a situation in their waking life that they're struggling with, or for a new idea for a project. I've had that many times, actually, when I'm struggling over a book title or whatever, a symbol will come to mind, and then suddenly I think, yeah, this is the title. This is where it goes. I plunder my dreaming mind every night. It is the ultimate way to brainstorm around the symbols that it offers. But those are just some of the many, many countless ways that the dreaming mind can speak to you. But you've got to, first of all, start remembering your dreams. I wouldn't encourage people actually to jump to this powerful dream work until they've actually got a steady dream recall going. And that's why all the tips I gave earlier, I hope, will help. You need to, first of all, just love waking up in the morning with gratitude and dreams on your mind, okay, for a few weeks. And then the big work of decoding begins.
Yes, good advice. We're going to a break right now. Please stay tuned. You're listening to High Energy Health. My name is Dawson Church. For more on Teresa's work, go to teresachung.com. We'll be right back after a break.
You have a to-do list, right? Well, that list may be your biggest obstacle to success. Sure, it contains activities that help you achieve your goals, but it's also packed with time-sucking obligations that are not in alignment with your life's purpose. In a new white paper, Dr. Dawson Church explains the difference between a to-do list and a success list. Download it at successlist.net. Create a success list, and successlist.net will show you how to manifest your dreams at light speed. See successlist.net. Why do you attract the same kinds of people over and over again and look for love in all the wrong places? Scientific research has shown it's because of a personality pattern called your attachment style. Programmed early in your childhood, your attachment style dictates your relationship choices throughout your life. At LovingRelationshipsNow.com, Dr. Dawson Church demonstrates the three basic styles. A free quiz at LovingRelationshipsNow.com identifies the attachment styles of your friends and loved ones. Visit LovingRelationshipsNow.com.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. It works quickly and has no side effects. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at tappinggift.com. That's tappinggift.com. Don't suffer when help is at your fingertips. Get your manual at tappinggift.com today.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hello and welcome back to High Energy Health. My name is Dawson Church, and I'm so delighted that each week you have the opportunity to dive in here with me and find things that are going to inspire and delight you and practical ideas you can apply in your life. I encourage you to listen like today with a notepad in hand, make notes, make resolutions, turn it into an action plan for how you will apply these things in your life in a practical sense. Teresa, I'd love to ask you about the science behind this. You mentioned that you have been involved in people who are doing research on dreams. And what does that research look like? How is the research done? What evidence is it producing?
Well, I mean, it's the sleep and dream research is showing that scientists still don't know why we dream. They have many theories, including the one that it's a random firing of the brain, which still persists, but it's ebbing away, thankfully, that belief. The majority of sleep and dream scientists at the moment have come to the conclusion that we don't know why we dream, But dream recall is really good. It's a sign of an active brain and holistic well-being. And that people who do recall their dreams, write down their dreams, it can boost their self-esteem, their mood, and their creativity. It's also very cathartic and healing. So research doesn't know why we dream yet, but there is a growing body of research to suggest that one of the reasons, or in fact, in my opinion, the main reason we fall asleep, actually, because, you know, guess what? Science doesn't know why we sleep either. Another podcast. But one of the main reasons why we need to sleep is to dream. We sleep to dream. I love that. And that when we feel tired, it's not actually that we're physically or mentally tired. Our brain needs to go in that dream state to recalibrate. I love that idea. But then there's a whole group of visionary scientists as well. And I know that you're very well versed in this, Dawson. I do know that, who are exploring dreams and as alternative states of consciousness and how they offer snapshot representations of your mindset and how working with that mindset can shift, create deep unconscious shifts, which can then impact your waking life, because dreams show you your unconscious mindset, things that you're maybe not admitting to yourself, but which you need to understand to learn and grow in your waking life. Because during the day, your intuition, your heart, your dreaming mind has noticed things which are important for your personal growth, but logic, reason, ego, consciousness has blocked it because it doesn't want to go there. It's too time consuming. Doesn't consider it important. However, when you fall asleep, ego, logic, consciousness, and all that disappear, leaving you in the realm of unleashed creativity and intuition and all the things that you need to know for your personal growth. You get a snapshot of it, a photograph of it, really, but presented symbolically. And that's, again, where a lot of people do struggle, because they often are craving their dreams to be literal. Occasionally, dreams are. As I said, dreams defy being categorized or put in a box, but 99% of them are symbolic. And you need to start thinking symbolically, which is looking beneath the surface for meaning. And actually, that will have a knock-on effect in your waking life, because when you become someone who actually is going about their waking life and not taking everything at face value and going deeper and deeper and deeper, that's when life really becomes magic. And dream work can really kickstart that approach to life when it's not all on the surface. There's deeper and deeper. In fact, I often encourage people, and I encourage your listeners as well, why not interpret aspects of your day as if they were a dream? If you dreamt this, what would be the symbolic meaning beneath it? If your day was a poem, right? When you interpret a poem, poets speak in metaphors, associations, symbols. You have to dig deep for the meaning beneath. If your day was like a poem, what would be the deeper meaning? So don't just confine your dream decoding to your nighttime. Apply it to your day as well and just see what inner shift occurs. It's magic. It really is.
What a powerful thing, in fact, in the ancient tradition that comes from the Vedanta school in India, they talk about the potency of every day saying to yourself many times a day, this life is a dream. Imagine if this life is a dream, because they regard the outside life as Maya, illusion, and the inside life as the other thing. So the whole idea, they recommend that we do this every day as a regular practice and start to detach ourselves from the apparent reality around us and move into our inner reality. We don't need to go to a break right now. We'll explore more about this in the next segment. You're listening to High Energy Health. And again, for more about Teresa's work, go to her website, TeresaChung.com. We'll be right back after a break.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
Everyone knows that losing weight fast is dangerous. In fact, the U.S. government Center for Disease Control recommends losing no more than 1 to 2 pounds a week. But is that true? Startling new research shows that people who lose weight rapidly often have better long-term results. Now, award-winning researcher Dr. Dawson Church and registered dietitian Karen Donaldson team up to review all the evidence at 10poundsaweek.com. Download their free report at 10poundsaweek.com. That's 10poundsaweek.com. Make a six-figure income and help others overcome their deepest traumas, anxieties, and fears. It's easy to have a rewarding career in energy healing, and you can become certified in less than a year. Not sure if you'll like it? Try it. Download a free course sampler at newhealer.com. Taught by expert faculty at newhealer.com, you'll become skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies, and you can even train at your own pace while supporting your own health. So visit newhealer.com. Do it now. That's newhealer.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Your DNA is not your destiny. There are many genes in your cells that are turned on and off by your emotions, your experiences, and even your beliefs. In his brilliant new book, The Genie in Your Genes, best-selling researcher Dr. Dawson Church shows how you can cultivate a stress-free mental state that activates the genes that boost your immunity and energy levels. Voted best health book by USA Book News, The Genie in Your Genes is packed with practical advice on how to apply the science of epigenetics for health and longevity. Get The Genie in Your Genes today.
Hello, and welcome back to High Energy Health. I'm so glad you're here. And remember our two cardinal practices here. Make notes and share this show with others. You may know people who are struggling in their lives, who are looking for direction, aren't sure where to go next, are confused about who they are, about what their future holds, maybe perplexed. As Teresa said initially, bereavement, they may have lost somebody and not know that consciousness lives on, only the body dies. How do I make contact with that consciousness? And so there are all kinds of reasons why this can be a total game changer for other people. Please do share the show with others. I ask you to do this every week, and you are. It's just amazing to see every week how our numbers just keep on going up and up and up and up and up as people are sharing this. So be generous with this information. Share it with other people. And Teresa, I'm so curious about, you shared your early journey. I'd love you to share your future journey. What's really alive for you right now? What maybe you're not totally sure of yourself and you're just aware you're evolving in some part of your life, and what you feel is really important in terms of how we live our lives, how you live your life, what message you have for people about where we're moving now.
Oh, well, thank you for the opportunity to share that. Increasingly, as I get older, my mission, my passion is becoming to mainstream dream work. And I'm doing that by going on major media to decode people's dreams. It's fascinating, actually, with national TV radio that I do over here in the UK. They open the phone lines on a national basis to get people to call in. And I'm in the privileged position to answer their calls. I do that on ITV This Morning over here. I've done it about 30 times now in the last couple of years. And what I love about this, Dawson, is that spirituality, often it struggles to get its foot in the door of the mainstream because it's dismissed. But for some reason, dream work opens that door. However skeptical people are, they've all had that dream that they want to know the meaning of and why they have it. So I'm just going with this. I feel very much this has come to me at a stage in my life. I mean, I'd written over 100 books. I really felt like this was winding down. And then suddenly about 3 or 4 years ago, the phones did not stop ringing. I get media appearances to do this. And I feel very, very blessed and chosen to do this and to do it in a way that feels comforting, simple. I avoid jargon when I do it. To mainstream it. And I'm always passionate about encouraging parents to talk to their children about their nightmares, to not dismiss, oh, it was just a dream, to take it seriously, to write them down. And I would love over time for dream work to get even more and more mainstream, to be taught in schools so that children would know how to interpret their dreams and use them as tools to help them become happy and fulfilled human beings and have that inside out approach. I want people to know that dreams are their best friend. And like all best friends, dreams don't lie. Sometimes they will shock you with alarming, disturbing imagery, but please lose your fear of that, because they are transformative gifts. Actually, sometimes shocking dreams, nightmares, they are transformative gifts. What they're saying is, look, your current mindset is heading in a direction which isn't optimum for your personal growth. But guess what? You've woken up. It's a new day. You get to choose your mindset. You get to choose your thoughts, your feelings, and ultimately the dreams you're going to have tomorrow. Let's wake up tomorrow with a happier dream scenario, because I think happy dreams, happy life, I truly believe they're the forgotten manifesting tool, because they're the deep unconscious belief about yourself. And what you believe about yourself tends to be what you attract. So let's go deep into the dream world, understand our dreams, and love them. Show them compassion when they're hurtful or alarming, because they're just trying to talk to you and tell you something about yourself that you don't know, but that you should, and that you need to have more understanding and compassion for. So I guess mainstreaming dream work is what I will continue to do as long as I'm, you know, getting wonderful opportunities like to be able to talk to amazing people like you, visionaries. I will continue to do it and obliterate those three words, just a dream.
Yes, and of course, if you think about our intersection of our real life and dream work, then as we have that interplay between our inner life and our outer life, it is so fruitful and so powerful. I know for me personally, too, after meditating for many, many years, I found my dreams actually, you know, initially they were much more disturbing and all kinds of weird, violent things, but they became really happy actually after many years of meditation. So now I also go to sleep and feel as though it's a great opportunity to dive into that world. And that's a way that information can flow from these other parts of consciousness. Also, accepting your dreams, even if they are disturbing, is self-acceptance, is self-love. And that is really the foundation of growth. When we love ourselves the way we are, that's when we tend to grow.
I want more and more people to dream of flying and dancing and ice skating and going to space. It's fortunately 90% of dreams are anxiety ones. Well, that shows just how much we've got to deal with and how much mindsets we have that are becoming roadblocks. Because when you get these nightmares and these anxiety dreams, what your dreaming mind is saying, look, you need to let go of this mindset. It doesn't serve you anymore. It might have served you in the past. It probably formed with good intentions to protect you at the time. But right now you're changing every day. This mindset is not serving you. Let it go. The dream is cathartic. You need to release it, right? Write down the dream in the morning and re-script the ending, right? If in the dream you were buried alive, re-script it so that you get out, right? That is very powerful, because what you're doing is you're re-scripting your unconscious messages that you're sending to yourself, and then go to sleep the following night and say, hey, I want to dream I'm dancing. I want to dream I'm flying. I want all people to wake up in the morning thinking, you know, when you wake up and you've been flying in your dreams without wings, it's the most exhilarating feeling, because you know you've got an inner power, an inner freedom. You know, I always think of that wonderful quote in Braveheart, they may take our lives, but they never take our freedom. They never take our dreams. Who you are on the inside is yours. It's your magic. Whatever happens to you externally, that is the power of dreams. They remind you that you are more than your body. You are actually more than your mind. You are spirit. You are soul. And that soul is indestructible, infinite, creative, and ever evolving. And it shows you that night after night in your dreams.
Ah, Teresa, what a wonderful note to end on. I'm so grateful for the passion you bring to your work. I'm glad when you thought your career was over after writing those books that the phone began to ring and you now have this whole new thing open up. And you're saying yes to, as we say, yes to possibilities. We stay young, we stay healthy, we stay engaged. And it just totally shifts things for us and for the people around us and ultimately for the world. So I'm so grateful for your work. Thank you for being here. It's been a deep personal joy to connect with you. And again, everyone, do take Teresa's advice. Practice these techniques. As she mentioned earlier, if you have a disturbing dream, finished up by writing your preferred ending. You don't have to just leave the dream ending the way it was. How would you like the dream to have resolved? And write that down as well. So you are the power behind your own being, behind your own mind, behind your own life. Claim that power through your dreams in every other way. Teresa, thank you so much again.
May I just say, Dawson, dreams don't happen to you. You create them. People think dreams just happen. You are the creator. You are the director. It's all about you. Enjoy that power.
Yeah, you are the director of your life. Every blessing. Until next time, you're listening to High Energy Health. My name is Dawson Church. Thank you for being here. Make this show part of every week's bathing your consciousness in happiness, wellness, and inspiring ideas. See you next time round.
Epigenetics is the most exciting new field in science. It's the study of influences that turn your genes on and off. Epigenetics is a breakthrough in health and longevity, and you can learn all about it from two of the world's foremost experts. Dr. Bruce Lipton is the author of The Biology of Belief, and Dr. Dawson Church wrote The Genie in Your Genes. In a free presentation at ConsciousGene.com, they show how to apply epigenetics to boost your health, happiness, and energy levels naturally. Visit ConsciousGene.com. That's ConsciousGene.com.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
You have a to-do list, right? Well, that list may be your biggest obstacle to success. Sure, it contains activities that help you achieve your goals, but it's also packed with time-sucking obligations that are not in alignment with your life's purpose. In a new white paper, Dr. Dawson Church explains the difference between a to-do list and a success list. Download it at successlist.net. Create a success list, and successlist.net will show you how to manifest your dreams at light speed. See successlist.net.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Why do you attract the same kinds of people over and over again and look for love in all the wrong places? Scientific research has shown it's because of a personality pattern called your attachment style. Programmed early in your childhood, your attachment style dictates your relationship choices throughout your life. At LovingRelationshipsNow.com, Dr. Dawson Church demonstrates the three basic styles. A free quiz at LovingRelationshipsNow.com identifies the attachment styles of your friends and loved ones. Visit LovingRelationshipsNow.com.